This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. Today, on this special edition of the Sundial Writers' Corner, we feature Ray Green, who has spent much of his life coaching football at the high school, college, and professional level, and, most notably, at Alabama A&M University, where he took the Bulldogs to four conference championships. In this essay, Ray remembers when he first came to the South to interview for a coaching position, and the effect that the trip had on him.
The Traveler in Summer Snow. Once, two-lane dirt roads filled with wagons and horses weave paths through small, quaint southern towns. Now replaced by four-lane paved highways, they are devoid of wagons and horses. The traveler, destination bound, hardly notices the countryside. Controlling 350 horses, he pushes his shiny machine to the limit as trucks zoom by, carrying strange-looking loads. What he sees, he thinks must be an aberration because it's late summer. As he continues, he sees the origin of the truck's cargo. On the sides of the roads under the blazing sun, as far as the eye could see, were fields that appeared covered with snow. As he looks, he sees machines similar to snowplows making their way up and down the fields, leaving wide, dark paths in their wake. But unlike snowplows that throw snow to the side, the white rows disappear inside the machines. All that remains in the fields are stems containing remnants of the snow. He stops and watches 15, 30, 60 minutes. As each plow turns to start another row, a bundle is dropped. Neatly packed, it bulges at the seams of constraining wires. This is unlike any snow this northern traveler has ever seen. He has an epiphany. Cotton. It's cotton. He's heard about cotton. His mother told him stories about it. The heat, cut fingers, snakes, and bugs. She and his daddy had picked cotton in Georgia for 2 or 3 cents a pound. It takes a lot of cotton to make a pound. 12-hour days, sun up to sundown, might yield 50 or 60 pounds. Some of the men, I was told, could pick 100 pounds a day. Pick the cotton, bag it, weigh it, go back to picking. Well, at least they got paid. Their great-grandparents, all slaves, worked the same hours for just the most meager sustenance and no pay. The traveler's ancestors were the machines that built the South. Overseers and the whip ensured no remnants were left in the bulbs. Their only future was the advent of another day in the fields, or the possibility of being sold away from their families. Men on horseback corralled those who sought to escape, and those white-clad, pointy-headed night riders and the law also served up their dose of fear. This type of fear exists today, still brutal and life-threatening, but not institutionalized. The traveler continues his journey, but stops several miles down the road to ponder and reflect on the hopelessness, degradation, fear, and pain his people must have felt. In that moment, he feels the pain, and anger engulfs his whole being, erupting into a mournful scream, but no one hears. Again, he releases the anger inside him, wipes tears from his eyes, composes himself, and continues toward his destination without any feelings of hate. Soon, he will walk proudly through the doors of some of those whose ancestors wielded the whip and rode in the night.
Sundial contributor Ray Green currently serves as Neighborhood Services Superintendent for the City of Huntsville. He has written a book called Coach of a Different Color, which will be released in June of this year. You can hear Ray's story from today and all the past stories and poems of Sundial writers by clicking on the Sundial tab on our website, WLRH.org. New episodes of the Sundial Writers' Corner air every Monday morning at 9 on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.